Churches in San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Campground, St. Helena, California. June 23, 1907. To the churches in San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. As a people, we have had precious opportunities of understanding the truth. Yet many among us need to experience what true conversion means. As we come into harmony with the light God has given, we will press onward and upward. We will not be indifferent to our own soul's salvation, or unconcerned for those who are perishing out of Christ. But catching the spirit of the Master, we will labor earnestly to give the knowledge of the truth. Why do we walk so nearly in the footsteps of the world? Why do we reveal so little fervor in our religious experience? It is because we do not seek the Lord in earnest prayer. When the blessing of God comes upon us in answer to our prayers, offered to Him in simple faith, we shall be distinguished from the world, standing forth as His peculiar people, chosen and precious. It is the privilege of every believer to let his words and actions be such that they will be an example to believers and will bring conviction to unbelievers. We must carry oil in our vessels with our lamps, that the light of truth may shine forth in bright, clear rays to a world that lies in darkness. God's treasure house is filled with blessings for His believing children. Its door is open, and God waits to dispense His joy and peace and love, that He may hear their songs of praise and thanksgiving coming from hearts warm with the love of God. Many of God's people are standing in the position described in the messages to the churches in Sardis and Laodicea. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. God calls upon these souls to awake, and to put not their trust in a profession that means so little. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Revelation 3, verse 1, 2. Lukewarm is the word by which Christ describes the condition of others. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verses 13, 15 to 21. I feel an intense burden of soul for those who stand in this lukewarm condition, and I pray earnestly for courage of heart, or I cannot do for them the work that it is essential should be done. Last night in my sleeping hours, I seemed to be repeating the words of this message. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Verses 18 to 20. I have carried a heavy burden for the churches of Oakland and Berkeley, for the members have not all opened the door of the heart to let the Savior in. If the church members realized their position before God, they would seek Him earnestly in prayer. For I have been shown that many stand in the position described as neither cold nor hot. Verse 15. They stand under the rebuke of God, for they have placed themselves where, unless they repent, the Spirit of God cannot work for them. They are unable to receive the precious gifts of the Holy Spirit, for they do not humble themselves before God. They do not open the door of the heart to receive His blessing.
Many of those who compose the Oakland Church are in great peril. They have so long followed their own way, so long perverted the gifts of God, so long refused to humble their hearts and confess their sins, that they are prepared to be taken captive by Satan at his will. The enemy will not long allow the present condition of things to continue. He has his snares prepared for them. He is leading them to take sides with him who loves and makes a lie, and unless they arouse and repent, he will bring about their eternal ruin. If these souls will repent, God will still receive them. When they seek the Lord with all the heart, confessing their sins, and receive the sanctifying power of the truth in the life, the Holy Spirit will work a transformation in their lives. They will no longer be classed with the lukewarm, but, sanctified by the truth, cleansed from the dross of sin, they will stand as witnesses for God to communicate truth to all about them. The grace of Christ is sufficient to bring about this reformation. God will receive only those who repent. It is only as we believe the Word, forsake our sins, and work out in our lives the grand principles of Bible truth that God can make us a praise in the earth. It is the gospel of Christ which, if obeyed, will purify from the dross and the tin and sanctify the capabilities. It is the gospel of Christ that will unity the believers in Oakland in the faith in which they profess to stand. Those who will not heed the words of reproof that God sends will be drawn into the snares of the enemy. The stubborn spirit manifested by some, if maintained, will divorce them from the truth and will lead them to enlist more decidedly on the enemy's side. Solemn admonitions have come to these souls which, if they had heeded them, would have led them to give up the stubborn will and yield to the will of Christ. With some, the spirit of strife and opposition is strengthening, and if this is indulged in, it will prove the ruin of their souls. Those who persistently resist the spirit of truth will finally give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. One who looks beneath the surface and who reads the purposes and designs of men says to these souls who have had great light, but who are rejecting that light, as he said to the rejectors of his grace in his own day, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Matthew 11, verse 21 to 24. At that time Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes." Verse 25. After Jesus had spoken to the multitude the parable of the sower and the seed, the disciples came to him, saying, "Why speakest thou to them in parables?" He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." Matthew 13, verse 10 to 17. This is a portion of the instruction that I have been bidden to give to the churches in San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. Efforts will be made by those who have gone from us to carry on their work of apostasy. They will seek to create divisions in the churches and to seduce souls to their ruin. The Lord has sent messages of warning to these persons, but they do not hear. If they permit the enemy to deceive them and lure their souls to ruin, they will not do this unwarned. And now the warning is given to the churches. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 to 11.